Should put that there because we're being sponsored.
There we go.
Is it in frame?
Yeah, look at that. You can see it. You could probably come slightly closer.
It does look like we've been sponsored by Parrot Dog.
Someone who was a bit of a negative Nelly last week said, so you haven't got to be a sponsor.
Yeah.
That's looking on the glass. This is better than a beer sponsor. Yeah, exactly. This is a freaking dog walking sponsor. This guy's got all the...
Who we spend the sponsor money on one thing.
Beer.
So...
That's how that works.
Technically not a beer company, but or the, a brewery.
But
no.
The sponsor who buys the beer.
Exactly. So yeah, if anyone wanted to sponsor us in the future, right now that premium spot has been taken. So that's hold right. your britches for, right.
for a few weeks.
For a blooming second, would you? Hold on. But yeah, they get the official, they sponsor the beer drinking.
That's right.
Our beer drinking sponsor.
We got an email from our beer drinking sponsor, which fantastic. I'll read to you shortly. But hi, hi Tony.
We're just all corporate these days.
That's right, we sell out.
We sold it all
to that big... You know, that big dog walking money. As soon as that dog walking money came along.
Jeez, man. Cha-ching. I've been just making it rain everywhere.
Exactly right. It's raining as well.
Yeah, exactly. I actually just found a series of 1 cent pieces from 1992 when they were outlawed. And I've just been throwing them at people. Actually
like quite discontinued? Outlawed. Yeah. Get him!
He's if got I see anyone cents. With a 1 cent piece, I'm going to lock him up. Round up the usual suspects.
That's right.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
I'm 1 year older since we... No, I'm not 1 year older, but
you've had a birthday.
I've had a birthday. Yes, I'm older now.
My birthday's coming soonish.
I don't get what...
It's all about me.
It's all, yeah, narcissist much? Jeez. Yeah.
What did you do for your birthday? Did you have a beer?
I had a beer on my birthday.
Take a dog walk for a walk?
No, I don't have a dog. But I would have... you know what? If I had a dog, I would have driven all the way up to Whangarei to go to Four Paws Run... And taken up there, but I didn't. Because I don't have a dog, I was keen to take myself up for a walk, but
I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, I'm keen to know. Now, unfortunately, Maddie was sick all the night before, spent the night before spewing.
That's not very nice of her on your birthday.
I know, how rude. So, we were going to go out for lunch and stuff because on the 40th, I had a big old birthday, I had a big shindig, which you didn't show up to.
I remember I didn't go. Why didn't I go?
You were sick.
I think one of my kids was sick.
Yeah, you.
I get the feeling my daughter was spewing.
Yeah, you piked it. Anyway. Yeah. Last year was a big party, so no one really gives a shit when you're 41.
Yeah.
Like, 41, good for you, dude.
Isn't there a band called Sum 41?
Yeah, yeah.
Into maybe deep. They care. They'll be like, we love a good 41st
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe they will.
We've never heard that one before.
We did this one last week. No, we talked about Sum 41 last week.
No, we never.
100% we did.
No.
I promise we did. And I said the same joke. I said, we're in too deep. If I could be asked...
We didn't mention Sum 41.
We did.
No.
100%. Get your phone out.
No.
Look.
It's my birthday next Saturday.
Oh, 41.
Gonna make it.
Sum 41.
Yeah. I'm in too deep.
There it is. You're making me edit that in there, you sack of shit, and you're wrong. How do you feel about it? I found it.
Okay. I feel bad.
You should feel bad about it.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Jeez, your memory is shot. All those drugs.
It's terrible.
But no. So yeah, Maddie was sick the whole night. So we were going to go out for lunch and stuff with my mum and whatnot, but...
You didn't.
We didn't. She just came around. We got some Japanese Uber Eats and then watched... Inside Out 2 on the couch with Maddie. And
is it any good?
Yeah, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But it's watchable, you know. It's watching. Okay.
Is it better than Inside Out 1? I've seen Inside Out 1.
I quite enjoyed both of them, actually. And maybe Inside Out 1 was maybe a little bit better.
It's hard for the sequels to top the original.
Not often does it do it. New characters. The character, what's her name?
I don't know.
Something McGee is... Well, no, what's her name?
Mr. McGee? That's Mr. Magoo.
Anyway, so new emotions.
New emotions. Teenage emotions, right?
Like anxiety, right. Embarrassment. There's one called Ennui, which is just French for boredom. Like, okay. Just like...
Okay, apathetic Frenchman.
Yeah,
French woman.
And then there's another one. There's another blue character, which I could never quite work out what she was. Envy? Maybe Envy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So that was, they were the four new characters. Did you guys come along to hear us talk about
movie reviews?
Movie reviews. So anyway, we just watched that. We also watched Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, nice.
On the couch because she was sick.
Okay.
And there wasn't much we could do, so we just, and my mum was there and she hung out and she fell asleep while we were on the couch too.
Watching,
so we,
nice.
So we were just sitting there watching movies. So that's fun. You know what? It was nice.
My son was rifling through my DVD collection because I still have some dusty old DVDs lying around.
What did he do when he stumbled across old Edward Dildo Hands? Debbie Does Dallas.
We started watching a movie called The Guns of the Navarone.
Oh.
Which is like an old 1960s World War II movie with like Gregory Peck as the main character.
Your son.
He's long dead.
Yeah, yeah. Your son is also, he's a lovely boy. But he's odd as well. He's got like odd sensibilities. And I can imagine him being into it. Where most kids would be like, what is this?
Yeah.
I want to turn it. But you're,
he was telling, he obviously went to school and started telling his mates. Because he was he's like, Dad, I went and told Kingston that I'd seen The Guns of the Navarone. And Kingston said he'd seen it too. I was like, no, he hasn't.
Well, maybe, but unlikely.
I was like, no, he hasn't. There's no way any of your classmates have seen The Guns of the Navarone with Gregory Peck.
Yeah, not with the pigster.
But it's good because he got exposed to a bit of PG, like violence, you know?
Yeah.
A few guys getting shot, but without the Tarantino blood packs.
Tell me why that's good. Just desensitizing
Just
him.
Just desensitizing him, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, easing him into it.
Before you go straight into Saw or the
Well, my parents never did that for me. So, like, I got to being like a preteen. And then I got to have sleepovers at people's houses. And they were like, let's watch Alien. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready for this
Total
shit.
Total Recall and Alien.
Yeah,
and
I went from 0 to 100. So I'm trying to ease him into it.
All right. I had an older brother.
So, yeah. Well, I have an older brother too, but he's a bit pussy. So he probably still hasn't watched those movies.
That's terrible. I'm sure he's not a pussy.
He's lovely.
This is on your... Which channel? This is on my channel. He's not going to stumble across my channel.
He's not.
That old pussy.
Even my dad said to me, I saw him yesterday, he's like, I've been watching your episodes, son, but I haven't been watching your podcast with Tony. This is too long.
Mother trucker.
He's back in that mode.
Far out.
Mm.
Yeah. He could be perfect thing, but he's going through his treatment and stuff. Sit there with the old phone out.
Yeah.
Watching.
He literally has time on his hands. But
yeah, I've had a couple of people who...
I guess he's figuring my time's limited. I'm not spending it on that crap.
Time is precious now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Exactly. So,
so yeah, 41.
41, well done.
It was about as low-key a birthday as it can possibly get.
There you go.
I like to have it. Usually I like to have a bit of a shindig.
Really?
Yeah, I like
the opposite.
I like a party.
I don't.
I like a... Cut some shapes.
Okay. I went to a church party.
That was more like some sort of seizure, wasn't it?
We got invited to a Malaysian church mid-autumn festival party.
A Malaysian church, like Christian Malaysian.
Yeah.
Oh, there's lots of Muslims in Malaysia, but...
Okay, no, these were Christians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have sambal egg?
No.
Did you have anything sambal?
I don't know. I get the feeling one of them owns a Chinese takeaway, because all the food we had was just like you get from a Chinese takeaway.
It wasn't like nasi.
Well, they're Malaysian Chinese, so...
Well, it wasn't like nasi kandar or anything like that.
No.
Malaysian food is like the bomb. It is the bomb diggity shit.
I went out to the car and watched a bit of... Japan against Samoa on my phone.
Right.
Because it was on at the same time.
That's right, because this is a rugby podcast.
We are going to talk some rugby.
At some stage.
And drink beer at the same time. Well, guess what?
What?
We didn't buy this beer.
We didn't buy the beer. We've alluded to it before, but we have a sponsor.
Today we're drinking Parrot Dog, the low-carb hazy Greyhound.
The reason that it was Parrot Dog, Parrot Dog is a nice brand of beer, but it's Parrot Dog because it aligns nicely with our sponsor, which is Four Paws Run from Whangarei. You looking for your bitch to be walked? Brad's the man for it at Four Paws Run.
Or your male dog. What's a male dog? Just a dog?
Your dirty old...
A hound. Is it a hound?
I don't know. I was like, your dirty old mongrels to your pedigree bitches.
Yeah, basically.
Brad's,
he'll walk them.
He'll walk them good. He'll walk them raw. Yeah. So we're sponsored by a dog walking company in Whangarei. Okay, you said he's communicated with us.
Yeah. Because he saw our promo last week, which...
Fantastic. It was a flashing thing. Maybe exactly. It's still there.
Yeah.
I've edited it in.
And you asked if you would be allowed to join in on the walks. Like,
If
you identified as a dog. So he said, firstly, yes.
Really?
Tony would 100% be allowed to be walked as long as he cleaned up after himself. So if you're going to take a shit in the woods, you need to do that.
No, I want full service. I want to be completely naked the whole time. And if I just park up and I'm sniffing someone else's ass and I've taken a shit on the side of the road, I want him to pick it up. No, not that disrespectfully. I just want the whole full bitch service.
And if you're going to go for it, you got to go all in. If I'm going to be walked deep
by a dog, that's going to be one of the highlight experiences.
And he said he once did a shirtless photo shoot for an advertisement.
Oh, yeah.
And he received a lot of messages from the ladies asking to be walked both on and off a lead.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is the chap. This is the chap here.
Right, there he is, yes. He's a handsome man.
Yeah. You can see why he got lad. Some interest. And he actually said they also offer a
handsome rooster.
They also offer a dog boarding service, so they do overnight stays as well. So some people do come up from Auckland during the summer, and he even got a message from someone who referenced Two Cents Gets Distracted, saying that they're going to go up to Whangarei, and they were...
oh, my God. So you actually got some business out of it. That is incredible.
Well done.
So if you are going up to Whangarei, or if you're flying to New Zealand...
Go to boarding, we know a guy.
Four Paws Run.
And he's a champ.
It's Four Paws Run on his Facebook and Instagram. So go give him a follow, give him a like.
He did say he got a few people following our socials after the podcast as well. So cheers, folks, if you followed all Four Paws.
Yeah, please do. Don't worry about liking this shit.
First ever sponsor. Follow that shit. So it's what a shit. Champ.
High five for you.
What a guy. That was a solid on-camera high five. Yeah, usually they go terribly.
I know, but you know what's irritating about the solid high fives on camera?
No.
They're not here. So they're over here, so they don't sound as like crisp. We hear it, and it's quite far away from the mic.
It was a cracker. It was a real 8.59 out of 10.
Maybe put a gunshot behind it. Maybe. Sorry, that's more Star Wars sort of blaster sound, that one. So, Mark, I'm curious this week.
You're always curious. You might be curious. Oh, by the way, our last week's podcast got demonetized.
Did it really?
We should go back to some of the slang to see if we can get this week's one demonetized. But the consensus came in. Well, there was no consensus on bird. We asked whether the term bird, referencing a female,
there was a lady who commented saying, "I find it all offensive."
Yeah, there was some people. There was a mixture. There was generally a spectrum of we use this in my hometown all the time to talk about anybody.
What did I say that?
You basically said pick your audience, and I think that's right, because there are some people who said use it all the time, never had a problem with it.
We're referencing a conversation we had about
week,
slang.
Yeah, and we asked week. Whether it was kind of appropriate, and some people just said like no, never. So a proper spectrum of,
and some people said don't get woke, you sacks of crap.
True.
Yeah. So and you got demonetized for what did we say that was particularly?
I reckon it was the Japanese one.
That's probably it. Yeah, that.
Yeah, I did declare it on like YouTube's little...
What'd you say?
I said there's offensive language, and I said I think it was like shocking content or something.
Did you put shocking content?
Why? Whatever the ones that was closest. Then I declared it on lowest level.
I always just go some offensive language.
Yeah, I did that one as well.
Yeah, I don't go any further than that.
The AI reviewed it and was like, that's cool. And then a human reviewed it and was like, no.
Can't say that
anymore. We can't say that anymore. How dare you?
Sorry.
It's all right.
I apologize. What did that cost you? $20?
I don't know.
Thank God there was a sponsor.
Yeah.
Four Paws Run.
What would we do without you?
I'd like to have him like the proper podcast with real, like more consistent sponsors. Mm-hmm. Not that we haven't got a real sponsor. It's a real sponsor. They have like copy to read.
Right. Do you think send us a screw. He kind of let us make it up.
Yeah. I hope we've done a good enough job for him.
So far, so good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brad. Four Paws Run, everybody.
Now, there was some rugby on at the weekend, despite the fact there was no rugby championship.
Mm. This is what I'm curious about.
Okay.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. I'm going to fix that. You talk to them.
Okay. The first thing, Pacific Nations Cup.
Yes.
Speaking of the Japanese.
The Japanese, yeah.
They are into the final up against the Fijians this weekend.
So the Fijians are up against the Japanese.
Yes. Fiji beat USA 22 points to 3.
JPN.
Well, they didn't play in that game. Yeah, Fiji played USA.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Fiji played USA 22-3, USA early lead, 3-0, and then no more points.
Is this competition improving the standard of play with these tier two bordering on tier 1.5?
The good thing about the Pacific Nations Cup this year is World Rugby's running it. So I assume they are footing the bill for things like airfares and hotels, so nobody has to worry about the expenses.
Yeah.
So it's set in stone. You know, no one's got any excuses not to play. But being in the Northern Hemisphere off-season, basically anybody who plays their rugby in one of the European clubs is not there.
Yeah, right.
If you're looking for Semi-Round-Roundra, he's not there. You know what I mean?
So the big names.
The Fiji side is basically the Fijian and Drua with a couple of other guys.
Okay, right.
And like
Fiji and Drua are not, aren't anything to be sniffed at. They're
No.
They're a professional outfit.
They are, absolutely. But these, on paper, you'd be like, if you were, hadn't seen them since the World Cup, you'd be like, hey, where's blah, 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 blah.
Where's Douthau Knockenbooker?
You've retired.
And you retired in like 2006.
That's true. But yeah, they beat the USA pretty comfortably. The best moment of the game was the big prop replacement, Penny Ravi.
He's a big boy.
He got himself into some space. Genuine out in the open space, try line, 20 meters ahead.
Yep.
He runs. He obviously has that moment where he's like, I'm going to fucking make this. And then he just falls over. But nobody around him. I mean, his own players were around him, but like there's no American player in sight.
Like a great oak.
But as he's falling, he still manages to offload from the deck in proper Fijian style. So they still score the try.
But he didn't.
But he almost blew it.
He didn't get his moment.
He didn't get his moment of glory.
Wow.
But yeah, the Fijians still look like it's not convincing.
Yeah, right.
So, but it was good enough.
Who wins the final?
Well, Japan beat Samoa 49-27.
That's a fair score.
That was a high scoring game. Really hot as well. It looked like 30 plus degrees. They had water breaks in Japan, all these games in Japan for the final couple of rounds. So like they had a water break and everyone was just like, let's not stand in the fucking sun. Let's go to the shade. Yeah, they were boiling.
Are they decent crowds?
For the Japan game, yes. For the other games, not that much.
What, talking 10,000 for non-Japan?
Maybe fewer.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what are we talking in Japan? 25, 30?
Good crowd, yeah.
Okay.
Which makes sense. It's Japan at home, so.
Even if Tonga was playing Samoa in New Zealand, they would get, whoa, Tonga plays Samoa in the league in New
Zealand. That would get a sellout.
That is crazy.
The union, not so much.
The league, it's mental.
But yeah, so.
Finals are on in the NRL.
Fiji didn't score as many points, but they conceded only 3. Japan scored a shitload, but also conceded 27.
Right.
So
who's if you had to put your nuts on the line?
I would be going Japan.
Seriously?
Yeah, at home, and they've basically got access to all their players.
Okay.
Whereas Fiji, not so much.
But
it should be a good game. Like these two teams, if you looked at the start of the tournament, you'd be like, "This is going to be a Fiji Japan final, surely." And it's both sides.
Tell me about the intensity of the competition.
So far, none of the games have been that
intense. It doesn't feel
close.
Really?
Like, Tonga's had good patches. So Canada has good patches, but neither of those sides got wins. Like, Samoa and USA have also looked solid, but not at the same level as Fiji and Japan.
We haven't had a belter.
Not really. Hopefully the final gets that game.
You need a bloody belter, and you need multiple belters in a tournament to make it a cracker.
But, admittedly, the Eddie Jones Japan side is playing some fucking entertaining rugby. They're scoring some beautiful tries. They're scoring more attractive tries than the Fijians.
Can I ask you a question about Eddie Jones? How do you think Eddie Jones is feeling about the Wallabies at the moment? Do you think
I think he's thinking pretty good. He made a good choice.
That he made a good choice to jump ship? Right. And you reckon he's like, see, I told you, it wasn't my fault, basically. It's vindicating him in some sort of weird way.
Probably.
It's just the optics of how he went was just ghastly.
Yeah.
Just ghastly.
Yeah. Australian rugby really should have just left Dave Rennie.
Dave Rennie had a little bit of momentum going. And
he was, all that stuff he built just got totally tossed on the floor and they started from scratch.
Dave Rennie's still a quality coach.
Quality coach?
Yeah, he's a quality coach.
Love a good coach.
He coaches like no one's business.
Exactly right.
He does.
So yeah, there's a third place playoff between the USA and Samoa, and then the final between Fiji and Japan.
Samoa won that, and Fiji won it for me.
You reckon Fiji?
I've got to be contrary, don't I?
There you go.
What time's the final?
I think Saturday.
Saturday.
After the All Blacks game, anyway.
Saturday.
I don't know the
lyrics.
That's
all right. It's Elton John, man. Come on, dude.
Okay.
Dude, I feel really disappointed by that. You didn't back me up there.
Sorry about that.
Are we going to get through this? Is our friendship going to survive?
We'll have to see.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
There's the Pacific Nations Cup.
There
that
we
was
go.
On.
Did anyone notice that I just asked a series of questions? Not a lot of quality.
It's kind of flying under the radar.
Not
there.
A lot of quality.
You made a prediction based on a whole lot of nothing.
Based on you making the opposite prediction.
There you go.
That's some quality punditry there, team. That's what you come here for on Two Cents
Gets Distracted.
It's a
if you're
podcast.
Listening on one of the podcasting platforms like Spotify.
Or iHeartRadio.
Or even Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, or one of the many multitude of podcast platforms.
Good on you. And always remember that this is the one you probably don't listen to with the kids around.
Yeah.
Especially last week's one.
Fuck the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
We both have children.
We do. We like our children.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do you feel about other people's children?
Not a big fan.
Yeah.
I like your kids.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're perfectly polite. I like the fact that Garrett is quirky. Was that? I think he's got a bit of quirk to him. He's got a bit of.
He's the kind of kid that can go to like McDonald's and just find any kid to play with.
Oh, that's good.
Whereas Alice is a bit more reserved.
You need to come across a little bit. You're cut right off.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's
Alice is like
Alice is a bit more. She'd rather scope things out.
Really?
Yeah. Garrett will just go play with anybody.
That's good. Yeah. And they're always different, aren't they? Alice is a perfectly delightful child too.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
She's nice enough. At the church party thing, they had some games we had to like dress up. They like use like some tinsel and some glad wrap and balloons and stuff to.
Very handy.
Make a dress. So she did that. And she sung Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in front of everybody. So
how did that go?
Went well.
Fantastic. Yeah, she likes it. She did a performance at my house when
she likes a bit of the spotlight, but she needs like it was your daughter that was pushing for it.
Yeah.
There was another little girl at the table that was like Alice, you wanna do it? She's like, nah. And then the other girl goes like, I'll do it. She's like, oh, okay, I'll do it too.
Yeah, yeah, need a,
she's that one.
She needs a dance partner.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, what's next on the rugby agenda?
Women's rugby.
Bit of Black Ferns versus the
Red Roses.
41,000 at Twickenham.
That's a hell of a crowd.
What a crowd.
I thought, I didn't watch it live because I was like, we're going to get fucking hammered. We haven't played in months.
I thought we looked all right.
We haven't played in months. And then I didn't realize this at the time, but then they said like, they've got like 800 caps and we've got like 200. I was like, we are going to get fucking hammered.
Half our good players are playing the NRLW as well.
But we didn't get hammered. Well, like it looked like we were going to get hammered.
We were down 24-0 at
one time. We were down 24-0. We lost 24-12.
And we had a few chances.
At the start of the game, we should have scored something for the chances we had.
Yeah.
But we didn't get nothing.
Somewhat
on the
encouraging
board.
There.
So
is it a concern that we've lost our last four games against top four opponents, including Canada?
No.
It's not a concern.
No.
Yeah, I think they were making, because they were quite. We really pulled out of our backsides winning that World Cup in New Zealand. It was
we were kind of lucky.
We were super lucky. But they rode the wave of momentum. The whole country got in behind them.
Yeah.
And that's what the power of sport.
And
that
the fact
that
England got a red card in that game.
England got
kind
a red
of
card and then
us.
We... That England Maul still gives me flashbacks to
As soon as they scored a Maul try in this game, I was like fuck you, England, and your Mauls.
Yeah.
But then they played a lot of attractive rugby. So I was like, okay. Yeah, and then our Maul defense actually got a bit better.
Yeah.
So.
Because I remember in that tournament, it seemed like every time England, even in the final, every time they
get
had a penalty, it was like instead of like taking three, they were like, nah, we'll take seven.
Yeah.
Like
get them all, get a try.
Yeah. And that was that massive moment to win the actual tournament. It was they put up, was it?
Like, let's not bother to try and stop them all. Let's just try to steal it
let's
in the air.
Just chuck our biggest, tallest girl up.
Trying to not like concede the mall try just did not work any time at all.
Yeah. We watched it together live and I remember you going, put someone up.
And they did. Listen to me.
Listen, that was quite.
But yeah,
high I did there.
So that was. It's only a warm up game. There's a competition.
Stacey Walker is ripping it up in the NRLW.
Is she?
There's lots of Black Ferns and silver and
firms, eh?
Firms.
Black firms.
Oh, Jesus, no wonder people think I'm drunk all the time. I've had half a beer.
Speak is difficult.
So hard.
You should see him in this other video we did. Eating mooncakes. Tony will link it, where he's trying to open stuff. And he can't open things to save his life.
It's a highlight of the video. Me trying to.
Somebody described it.
Well, I haven't read any of that comments.
Somebody in the comments. It wasn't so much about you trying to open this up, but poor Tony trying to choke down that egg yolk had me in tears.
Yeah.
Sterling work, gents. So there you go. Thank you, Donald.
We ate some strange moon related
mooncakes
food. Watch
Tony
that.
Almost gagged.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
No, one of them was, the double yolk one was particularly disgusting. But the other ones were strange but perfectly inoffensive, really. Watch it.
What were we saying?
I don't know. I was saying we don't have a lot of...
Oh, in the NRL, is a lot of
NRLW is one of the biggest threats to women's rugby in New Zealand because they're getting off of bigger contracts. There's more spotlight on that. It's a big old comp.
This is why I thought we were going to get a hiding, because Super Rugby Aupiki was months ago and they get bugger all games compared to the English girls, who get a lot more games than we do.
NBC's on at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Burnout time.
Yeah. They can't hear it. Every time we react to it, they can't hear it. Someone's really kind of gone.
Come on.
Yeah, this
making a really
he's making a
bad effort at it. Just don't crash into my car.
Yeah, that's pretty poor.
Bad effort.
But yeah. So that's really boring for you because they can't actually hear it. It's not coming through that. We're picking up someone doing a burnout outside of my house. Just the life and times of folks in West Auckland.
That's how that works. But yeah, I thought we were going to get a hiding.
And we didn't. Should we be expecting more, or should we be...
I think we need to get the state of our game domestically better before
we're heading in the right direction with All Picky and the NPC.
Yeah,
there's an NPC women's competition.
We're playing catch up big time.
Yeah, yeah.
But compared to England.
And that tournament, which we were at our furthest away, getting Wayne Smith in was a bit of a masterstroke.
Mm-hmm.
And then having it in New Zealand. If we were able to win that one, we could win the next one. Who knows?
Yeah. I think we have the cattle.
Yeah, there is a natural talent. But yeah, they...
And I think England were a little bit shell-shocked initially because we came out playing some crazy rugby. And they were just like, whoa, what the fuck?
You guys are going for it.
You guys are going for it because England's this big dominant team. It's like, yeah, they're like a boxing heavyweight champion, and then there's this like plucky person come along and just starts swinging. But then England still managed to ride that initial storm and then just be like, nah, actually.
High quality rugby though, eh?
That was good. Well, both teams, I think, will get better because they haven't played enough rugby recently.
When are they playing again?
I think next month, is it?
Nice.
Yeah, not too long.
So is this part of the W15 thing that they've got?
This was a warm-up for that.
Oh, when's that? Is that
I think next month, yeah.
So who's that? Canada. Is that France, Canada, us, and England?
I think we're playing, yeah, we're playing France, we're playing Canada and England, yeah.
Oh, the South Africans are putting a little bit more energy into their women's rugby. Should we get good to say? I thought the South African...
You know, one South African fan said, can you imagine how insufferable we are going to be when we win, like, both World Cups, the women's and the men's?
They're pretty far.
And I was like, Tony will love that one.
Yeah. I actually really liked watching the women South African team play. They were... It didn't look like the most professional outfit, but they looked like natural athletes. They were all like freaking like good sized, like powerful athletes. They all looked like Serena Williams to me.
Right.
They were just like, imagine one of these, tackling Serena Williams running at you. Like, wonderful woman, but.
You don't want to tackle her.
Don't want to tackle her coming at you with aggression. But they just didn't quite have the fitness or the coaching or the. You could tell that
it takes a while to get that professional level, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
they were just not quite there. They were definitely one of the. They're a mile off Canada right now.
Yep.
To give you a sort of, and Canada are one of the best teams in the world. They bet the Black Ferns this year.
That's right. But yeah, 24-12. I'm optimistic, but I still think everyone is a wee way off England. John Mitchell coached England.
Yeah. Who's our coach? Some bloke.
I forget his name.
I think it's Billy McBigballs.
That's the guy. Old Billy.
Old Billy McBigballs. Yeah. Okay, look. That's another game of rugby.
Super rugby.
Super NPC or super rugby?
Format change.
Oh, yeah. Come on, talk to me. Give it to me hard. Tell me good news.
Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm
so you know how super rugby this season had 12 teams?
Yes.
And 8 of them qualified for the knockout stages.
And I bitched about it every opportunity I could.
They've changed it.
Okay, tell me it's good.
Well.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You can make your own mind up. So next year,
yes,
11 teams, because no Melbourne Rebels.
Yeah, they cut. If there's 8 finalists out of that, I'm going to punch you in the
mouth. There's not 8 finalists.
You're not to say it. If there's more.
No, there's 6 finalists. Okay. Which is an odd number because then
yeah,
how do you make
better.
6 into an even number, right?
Well, six is an even number, you want.
How do you make it into an even number when you have half the teams go out, basically?
Well, one team gets a bye.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay.
Like you make, somehow somebody gets a bye, that way it doesn't end up all messed up.
Because there needs to be
a would think, my initial reaction was, so one and two get a bye.
Yeah.
And then three plays six and four plays five.
Yep.
Right? And then the winner of those games plays one and then plays two. That's not how they're going to do it.
Okay.
So one plays six and two plays five and three plays four.
Why?
Right? And then
the highest placing qualifier has a bye.
So the three winning teams get through.
Uh-huh.
And the highest seeded losing team also goes through.
Oh, for goodness sake.
They're calling it...
For goodness sake.
They're calling it the lucky loser.
Stupid fucking...
And I'm not joking. That's legitimately what they're going with. Like, it's better than the fucking eight teams in the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, it's better than that. But what?
That's why you said, is it better? I'm like, well, yeah, but...
It's the lucky loser.
So essentially, if you finish top of the log...
Yeah.
You're guaranteed to go through to the next round. But there's also a catch.
Yeah.
Whichever team loses and still goes through drops one seeding place. So, for example, if let's imagine the Blues, like this season, top of the log at the end of the regular season. Yes. They play the sixth place team.
Yes.
They lose.
Yes.
They still go through to the next round, but now they are the second seed. So they go below and everyone else goes up kind of one spot.
That's not much.
But I mean, if the it could mean they play away in a final if they were to still make the final against the second seeded team who would now be the first seeded team. But it's like, this is too complicated bullshit.
Yeah. Well, so they just wanted to milk as much.
They wanted an extra game, right? Because if you do it with the buys, you only get two and then two and then one, so five games. Whereas this way you get three and then two and then one. So you get six.
Just, and then you've got a bunch of us going, oh,
yeah,
you Muppets. Just, all right, well, at least it's not bloody eight getting through. At least it makes a bit of tension for the comp.
Yeah.
Still over half of the teams get through.
Just over.
Just over half. Well, look, we're talking.
So it's still better.
Can we get the Argies and a Japanese team in there or something like
There's talk about it for the season after. I think it'll be too soon.
Oh, I heard some stuff.
Okay.
You might be able to tell me more about this.
Maybe.
A British and Irish competition dropping the South Africans and the Italians.
That's bullshit.
Welcome home, South Africa.
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
I'm saying South African teams, you're welcome home anytime.
I read that and I was like, I'm not making a video about that because that is bullshit.
Man, just make some bait. Just go, shocking URC droppage.
Nah.
Are the South Africans out? South Africans getting dropped.
I remember I legit made videos about that when it was Super Rugby because it felt like it was coming.
Yeah.
Before it happened. And it did happen. This one, I can't see it happening. The URC is doing well.
But it's not about the URC. It's about the Premiership. And the Premiership they're all their old dogs. All the old little crevices and holes of those old balls, old boys. Why can't I speak?
I don't know. Got balls on the mind.
Well, that's not unusual. All the old boys, little backhand deals here and there. Hey, we want you to come back. It makes sense. It's just across the pond. You don't have to do the big travel time. Like, what is, the South Africans, they're getting stronger and stronger. We need to be able to beat them. Let's cut them
the
off.
The travel factor is the only thing that kind of goes against having the South African teams
and
in the URC.
And then I reckon, we say thank you again, Brad, for the beers. And then I reckon we go, welcome home.
No.
Open up our arms and say, you can come back now. It's all right. All is
it's
forgiven.
Like going back with all is forgiven. Your lover, like, who cheated on you.
Sometimes you realize you're just going to do better.
I think they have done better, and I think they're in a healthy relationship right now.
I say, watch this space.
There has been a bit of talk, which I would find more credence in, and that the Welsh teams are like, they would like to go to the Premiership because... They are regularly getting flogged in the URC. I mean, the Ospreys did make the playoffs.
And it's no travel time.
Yeah, the travel would, yeah, the travel is the one thing that just sucks. I mean, South Africa's got that problem. We have that problem. We've got Australia, which is doable.
Yes.
South Africa doesn't really have anybody close by
who's
a strong rugby nation.
No.
Yeah, they've got like Namibia.
They've got us in the Southern Hemisphere, but we're not close by. They're still
fucking miles away.
It's Africa, for goodness sake.
Exactly. So time zone-wise, Europe and Africa works peachy.
But it's still quite far away.
Yeah.
You're up here, you're down.
Yeah, and we're, different hemispheres. And we're here. That's how that works.
So you either go like here or like here.
Yeah. So I don't know.
What do you want to do?
I don't think it's a thing.
You don't think it's a thing?
I don't think so.
Don't make me re-edit an old video where you're going, I don't think it's a thing, where we're having to go, remember that time you didn't think it was a thing and now it's happening?
Okay.
I hope for the South African's sake it's not really a thing, but I kind of selfishly am like, oh, that'd be good. Get our forwards back into some hard contact, you know? Like, let's bring the... I reckon one of the best rugby comps I had ever seen in my life was the old Super 12.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the Super 12. That was such high quality, like...
But imagine the South African teams did come back. Are you getting up at any... Are you watching the games in South Africa?
I think we probably need to work out how we repackage those to be more consumable for a digital age.
Right.
Like, whereas, like, you know, what they kind of did with the Olympics. The Olympics were on in France.
Right.
So what all Kiwis were doing... And what the France was, there was the breakfast show. So everyone woke up and...
They got the recap.
Yeah, they got the recap of what was going on, and they showed you all the key bits. Whether it's like more in-depth highlight packages or better replays the morning of, where we make like a better production value for like, what's your Sunday morning footy? You know, like bacon and eggs footy. Didn't catch it overnight. Don't look at social media. Let's get into it. We treat it like a live event. And, you know, we get people on the ground, you know, get more people on the ground over there, improve the production values, improve the hype, make it more consumable at a better time, like make it a fun, like just start, like make a little bit of the joy of it going, stay off your phone, come join us, you know, like let's actually try. We never actually really tried to work out a proper method of doing it.
No.
So, and you know. And then for the South Africans, it's just like, duck off your work day on Fridays. Watch us, you know. Watch the Crusaders play the Stormers on a Friday morning, because they are. Is that when it usually comes on for them? Or is the Friday night
in
games?
The morning? Friday night games for us. Yeah, come on in the morning.
Start your weekend early.
I think the South African fans would always watch the South African teams play the New Zealand teams, but it's also like, no Kiwis are consuming Bulls against Lions.
But no Kiwis are consuming Queensland versus...
Yeah, non-New Zealand rugby, basically.
I think that's okay. And I think that's probably the same for the URC. No one's watching Glasgow versus the Scarlets or whatever it is. You know, like if you're
South African fan.
Yeah, you're in Cape Town. You know, like, are you really
follow
watching
your
that?
Team. Most follow people follow your team. Their own team. You know, well, it's not going to happen, so...
Oh, I feel like I had something really going there.
It's
for a bit.
Some momentum.
Yeah, we could do Tony and Mark's breakfast braai for our South African friends.
There you go,
South African friends. We'll sit here. This will be the standard. We go in. We go. How about those Stormers? They're big. You know, that would be the sort of standard I would give, and you would give a lot more.
You know the URC is starting this weekend?
I am. That's all I've been thinking about.
But not the South African teams.
When do they start?
The week after.
All right, okay.
Because the Curry Cup's finishing this weekend.
Can you hit me with some big old clashes?
Your team.
Oh, Munster.
Home to Irish rivals Connacht.
We will absolutely dust them.
Leinster, who are always favoured to win the competition, they are away to the Scottish side Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, they're not too bad at home.
They're okay. They're inconsistent, but yeah, they're a good team at home.
They can pull one together at
and
home.
And reigning champions Glasgow Warriors are away in Belfast to play Ulster. There are other games like Cardiff against.
Isn't it crazy?
I think Zebra.
Glasgow won last year.
Yeah, I know. It's great though. It'd be like, I don't know, the Queensland Reds winning Super Rugby.
They've done it before, haven't they?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been expected last year. No. It's the great thing about the URC is the favourite has never won it.
Yeah, that's great. Whereas...
Because Leinster always goes in as favourites and they've never even made a final.
And we've had the Crusaders win 7 and we just won 1.
Yeah, they've had three seasons in. They've had a South African winner, an Irish winner, and a Scottish winner.
Can you do something for me?
Okay.
Can you, why do you look so dubious about this?
You ask me like drop trowel and...
drop trowel and give me a blowy. I don't know why you need a drop trowel. Can you solve, can you create a feasible international club competition where we can find the best club team in the world, but don't make it impact international rugby?
Tough. International test calendar's rugby. Pretty packed.
Can you do
but
it?
But they're not too far unaligned.
Yeah.
Like the Super Rugby season's a lot shorter than the other seasons.
Uh-huh.
Like we start at the end of the Six Nations period.
Yeah.
And the URC like gets its second half of the season underway in the Six Nations period. Top 14 just fucking goes forever. It's been gone for like 3 weeks.
Right. Already.
The French are crazy. They play so much rugby.
You heard it here.
And the Premiership starts this weekend as well.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm going to follow much of the Premiership.
Really? Well, that's why the Premiership wants to grab the Irish and the Welsh.
I'll probably follow a bit.
Mm. But because they're going to have
so much rugby to watch.
Yeah. Well, that's your job, man. I hate to tell you. Watch them. Watch that rugger.
Now, there are other games this weekend.
Tell me about them. Oh, yeah.
Australia playing New Zealand. Bledisloe Cup action.
Well, the old Bledisloe, it means everything.
It's the only trophy we got left.
Do you see a world where we lose it this year?
No.
Is that something we're going to have to play back in a future episode?
I'll be just getting this hat and chomping on it because I'm going to eat my hat if we lose the Bledisloe.
It's Poochie, you. Poochie.
Poochie says no.
He's been
we're not losing the Bledisloe.
He's been poochified, everybody. So we dust them easy both games.
I think I've literally got money on it, us to win the Blitters. The first match.
I can't take you seriously when you poochie.
Okay. I'm surprised you can take me seriously at all. Okay.
Okay. So we all win it comfortably.
Yeah, I think they got some guys back, the Aussies, but I don't think we're gonna lose.
But wouldn't they be pretty pretty jazzed to make a bit of a statement performance after that absolute pummel?
Oh, I don't know that we might pump them, but I still think we'll win.
Do you think the dead cat bounces?
What's that?
So basically it means that when a team, oftentimes in the NRL, when...
Mm.
Oh, something just made an
awesome. Yeah, I just had a look at all the lights that were all still on.
When a... NRL team like has a series of losses and then fires their coach mid-year, which happens. They often win
they
the
bounce
first.
Back. Yeah,
they win their first game without their coach, and they just say because they're hit as low as they can go. They bind together a little bit.
But we're also on a negative slope, so we need to bounce back as well.
But we're not quite dead cat stage. We just went toe to toe with the world champions
and lost narrowly
in games where we played pretty well for long periods.
Mm.
We didn't get out. Completely outclassed by, we didn't get freaking over 50 points put us on us in one half. That's a 100 point game if it goes the whole game.
Mm.
Yeah, outrageous.
I still think we'll win.
Okay, yeah, I certainly hope so. I'll be very disappointed if we don't.
Fletcher Newell's out injured, but I think otherwise we're looking fairly healthy.
Who steps in the brink?
The brink? The breach? Into the breach, my friend?
What is wrong with me?
There's lots of things.
Have you got a head knock today or something?
A bit of concussion.
George Bauer.
Bauer is on standby. And then I think De Groot's been playing. I know these guys are both loose heads, but De Groot's been playing a bit of NPC, I think. So we've gotten some props back in stock. Well, for Tonga Fasi can cover both sides. So.
Prop stocks. Hmm.
Tomaiti Williams can cover both sides as well. So, and then Argentina are playing South Africa. In Argentina for game one.
Hello?
South Africa resting a handful of players.
Well, that's good. Obviously, South Africa are favourites.
Mm.
But Blumenek, if there's ever a time for the RGs to snatch one, this could be it. They've got
the RGs told us, by the way, in terms of the slang, they're happy with RGs.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Argentina.
Argentina?
Far just out. Smack me or something.
Yep.
God, Argentina. With them going into this game off that result where they just
They're due a bad one.
Well, yeah, that's true. But they were so good. They were so good.
It would be very Argentinian at the moment to just shit the bed this week.
And get pumped.
And then get totally written off for the game in South Africa the next week. And then
you keep slipping out of the frame.
I'm just trying to get away from you.
Yeah.
I can't speak properly. But yeah, I think it would be like Argentina to perform poorly this week and then bounce back in South Africa the week after.
Yeah, that would be very Argentinian. But
how does it feel to be the new France, Argentina?
I think they'd be pretty motivated to put in a good performance. They're like, well, imagine this would be the only year.
Last game at home. They're still technically alive in terms of the competition. If they win,
this would be the best chance. I think it's as good as this competition win if they get wins over the All Blacks, Australia, and South Africa. That would be the
have
first time.
Have they ever done that before? No, surely not.
We don't have the stats in front of us, but we can pretty confidently say
they've not done that before.
Yeah. That would be massive.
Would be massive.
It'd be absolutely huge. And then they'll be like, thanks, New Zealand, for going 2-0.
And it'd make the final round just that bit extra spicy. Yeah, if South Africa haven't got it wrapped up with a game to spare.
And then, cast aspersions towards the almighty South Africans at this current stage. When they, 2-0 to the old Argentinians, eh? And then we'd be like, how bad were we then? lots of conversations to go into from there. But in all likelihood, South Africa gets it done.
Wrap things up relatively
comfortably, 2-0, to be honest. We should win this weekend. Is there a little... was the Rugby Championship coming to... saying that all things go according to how we foresee them. A relatively spiceless end?
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, it's often like that with the Rugby Championship. It doesn't often go down to the last week. I mean, I think it did last year. Under Fozzie, actually. I think it went a few times down to the wire. But we still ended up winning it. But we can't win it this time.
We're in a competition where... these teams have won 7 of the 8 World Cups, right? Or how many? 7 of the 8 of the 9?
Is it?
So
87.
They've won 4, as they like to tell us 1,000 times
over.
We've
won 3. They've won 2 of the Aussies. Yeah,
so there's 9. We've won 9, and there's been 10 competitions because there's only one won by England.
4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1. 10.
Okay, so 9 of the 10. But then it always feels like when you... well, like the last couple of years...
I have to question it because sometimes you say stuff so confidently.
Then you watch it back and go, that's not true.
Well, last week you were like, Poms. Something about...
it is Prisoner of Your Majesty.
And people were like, that's bullshit.
Bullshit. There was like 3 different people said 3 different things. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure... I got told by English people that it was Prisoner of Your Majesty the Queen. That's where it came from. And someone said some shit about a pomegranate.
The French word for like... apples?
Yeah, I was like, fuck off. I was like, what a little shit. It's Prisoner of Your Majesty, the Queen. Bombs. Anyway, look it up. Okay, what were we talking about?
You wasted that with like qualitative and quantitative data. Oh, you gave me an explanation and it was way wrong.
But I sounded confident when
you said it, yeah.
But it makes sense as well, the way I quantity versus quality. Quantitative, qualitative.
There you go.
I just thought it made sense.
Rugby Championship.
Okay, yeah, the Rugby Championship sort of comes to a pithering end, despite its obvious quality of, you know, world domination within the teams.
Yep.
But then the Six Nations always feels like...
drama,
right
over the wire.
You're going to pull it off, and then you see them lifting the trophy like they've really achieved something, and then you just see us go, oh, you've got another one of these ones. You know? Maybe it's the fact it's like the Bledisloe Cup, we've just won it so many times in a row that kind of takes away the
spice.
So if South Africa win it, and then it would be more meaningful if we won it, and it would be incredibly next year, and it would be incredibly meaningful if Australia won it.
I remember when South Africa last won it in 2019, I remember them looking genuinely fucking chuffed. As opposed to our guys who...
so useless.
I remember trying to find a picture of it, like for a thumbnail once.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even find a picture of the All Blacks lifting the Rugby Championship trophy. There was the Bledisloe.
Yeah.
And there was the Freedom Cup. But I couldn't find the fucking like actual Rugby Championship trophy because I guess they didn't do a photo op.
And then they just...
but if they did, it was brief.
Sometimes it used to be like Richie just humbly like... just,
there you go.
Not even really wanting to raise it above his head. He felt like a twat. And he'd just be like, all right, yeah, we got this again.
Thanks. Yeah.
And that's been that way ever since.
You know, Orishiri never won. He never won the Qatari Airways Cup.
The gold gets, it's the one.
The one that got away.
That elusive trophy, just never been quite able.
Come out of retirement just to win that. Get in there, Richie.
Get in there.
Lead us back to glory.
It's probably in good enough shape to still
do it. Probably. Still a very fit man. Savage. Not quite as bulky.
Yes, indeed. Yep. So we should win. They should win. Well, South Africa. Let's hope that. I would really like to see Argentina get up.
It would be a hell of a spicy round if we lost to keep Bledisloe alive, and then if the Argentinians could get a win. So
if you're a neutral,
that's what you're going for. You want Aussie and Argentinian wins.
Did you bugger up Argentina? Did you just say that?
Argentinian wins.
All right, okay. I was hoping you were getting there.
Getting contagious.
The mouth mumbles.
Yeah.
You don't need to speak properly if you do a podcast, do you?
This is true.
Nah. People can follow.
The NPC's still going as well. I think we got a shield challenge.
We smoked, North Harbour smoked.
Manawatu. It was Manawatu. You guys scored so many points. It was pissing down as well.
Tane Edmed.
He got some stupid points record, right?
Yeah, he got 31 points, which is the most in an NPC game by a North Harbour player.
And he's Australian.
He's Australian. They're like, they have to give him this. What's his name?
The Bryn Yetland Trophy.
Some old North Harbour player trophy. Yeah. And he gets to take it back to
Australia.
But Whanau Brodiger's got the actual record for all-time points scoring in one game versus a Queensland team back in who knows when.
Okay.
Got 34 points. But yeah, and they call him Tane.
Okay.
The team, they call him Tane Edmund.
Okay.
Tane played well today.
There you go. Yeah. New Zealand connection.
Tane spelt the same as Tane.
Yeah, it's a Māori name. Mm. Not Tane, Tane.
Yes, that's true. But yeah, they played all right in the weekend. No one really gives a shit, do they?
A few people have been telling me the NPC's cracking. One guy was like, where's the NPC videos? And I was nobody watches them if I make them.
Auckland got a win as well. They played Northland.
Yeah, it wasn't a great win, but it was a win.
Cracking Ranfurly Shield match. Tight one. Tight affair between Tasman and Wellington. Tasman managed to hold on in front of a bumper crowd, which is a great thing.
What you want to see? The shield's still got a bit of appeal.
Bit of zing.
Canterbury beat Otago. Who else played? Bay Plenty and Taranaki, was it?
I don't know.
Yeah. NPC was still going. It's been going good.
Rugby, if you get to catch. Yeah, I caught some highlights.
By all accounts, the Curry Cup's been going cracking as well.
Fantastic.
There was one highlight I saw with like the Lions guys, I think it was, scored this like length of the field, absolute blinder of a try, but there's literally no one in the crowd but one guy. There's one guy at the end of the guy goes over to celebrate with the one guy and he's giving him a hug. It's like he's the only guy in the stadium. It was great.
So the Curry Cup doesn't get... The Curry Cup used to get cracking.
It used to be like the NPC. The NPC used to get bumper crowds as well.
I guess so. Yeah, we diluted our competition somehow.
Same thing happened in both countries.
Bugger me dead. How about that, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Thanks to Four Paws Run again. Four Paws.
There's links down in the description for Four Paws if you want to get your dogs walked up in Whangarei.
Or if you want to identify as a dog and get walked yourself. Apparently there's a line drawn if you shit in the woods. You have to clean that up yourself. But... And also, maybe if you're naked, you might be done for indecent
exposure. A dog poops in the woods, do you have to clean it up? I don't know, if a dog poops on the sidewalk, you have to pick it up.
Someone was walking in
the sidewalk. Footpath.
You know, I've got a gate outside my house.
You do have a gate outside your house. You open it to let me in.
Yeah. So I was opening my gate, and there was someone walking their dog, and they took a shit on my berm, and they were walking off. They were just walking off without cleaning it up. And then I honked at them. I was like, mom, mom, mom. And then the woman just looked back and was like, just gave me a look like, fuck you. I was like, clean up your shit. And then she just walked off and I was like, well, I'm not going to chase her.
You should have chased her, filmed it.
Yeah, I was like, you'd be a real Karen. Yeah, no.
Excuse me. Did you know that your dog has just left excrement on my berm?
I've called the police. The police are on their way.
This is a civil matter.
Yeah, no. So anyway, good for her. She won that round of knifey spoony.
Doggy shitty.
Doggy shitty. But if your dog shits somewhere, please clean it up. I'm sure Brad does.
I don't know. If you're out in the woods, do you have to clean it up? Or is it only on the footpath?
If you're on a freaking...
Footpath, for sure.
I would think if you're on a walking trail, I like to walk the trail sometimes. Haven't for a long time.
You don't want
to
step in shit while you're doing that.
I don't want to step in shit. clean up your shit. Shithead. Please. But Brad's a great man. He gave us the money for the beers.
Legend.
What a champ. What an absolute blooming champ. Look, last few episodes have been bumper numbers for us, for the podcast. I got the feeling this one might not be as bumperish.
Potentially.
What do you reckon it'll get to? Maybe 1,400 views or something like that.
If we get to 2,000, I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be surprised. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But thank you. If you're still here,
you're a legend. Go watch the mooncake video. It's quite funny. Yes. That's got a couple of hundred views.
It's got some good editing in it.
Love the editing.
You did a good job. I was impressed.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much for watching.
Take care, folks.
Howdy-da.